I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Judicial authorities in Iran ordered the arrest of two women for not wearing hijabs after a viral video showed a man in a shop throwing yogurt on them. Soon after, Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi made a statement calling hijabs a legal matter. International Media Ministry's Denise Godwin says
women are being subjugated with the hijab. They've been protesting for months. One of my friends said her sister went out for like maybe the first time in decades without something, and her mom was worried about that. It's a big deal for them, not just culturally, but it's a freedom issue. It's a voice issue.
The religious landscape is changing as Iranians are disillusioned with Islam. Pray for IMM as they use media outlets to give Iranians hope in Christ. And E3 Partners' new CEO, Scott Cheatham, was a former missionary to India and is passionate about getting the gospel to the least reached.
We have launched an initiative about 18 months ago to see 1 million people trained in North America in gospel conversations training, which leads to a deeper dive in discipleship and hopefully assimilating people into long-term mission activity, short-term trips, and midterm sending. And so we want to see movement right here in our local context, and that will spin out to mobilization to the nations. And so over the next 3 to 5 years, we want to see 1,000 missionaries sent from E3 to the 1040 window and to the least reach of these.
If you're in North America, join E3's Gospel Conversations training. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby. Called Get Hope, it's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.